Aikman.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Troy Aikman, number one draft pick, Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer. Troy Aikman, Mully and Henley, Monday morning quarterback.
Mully and Henley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the score, and Brian is out, and David Hall kind enough to sit in. And let's get out to the Home Run In hotline. Home Run In, throw one in the grill at your next tailgate. And there we find Troy Aikman, he of Fox Sports, and of course, Fox Sports Radio. Troy, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing good, guys. Thanks.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your time in Toronto. It's a fun town to go to. I don't know that you could enjoy that game much. The Bills, a nice game for the Bills. The Washington Redskins, gosh, a shutout. That's rough stuff. It just was a lot of bad games yesterday, Troy. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, as far as our game with the Redskins and Bills, it was interesting going into that game because, as you probably know, the Redskins were without a number of key guys, and the Bills had really struggled defensively, second worst defense in football. In fact, as far as yardage goes, four out of their last five opponents had gone for 450 yards, and the one that did not went for about 420. So they'd given up a lot of yardage. And you thought if the Redskins were going to be able to do anything with a limited cast of players, that this would be the game they'd be able to do it. And instead, the other thing worked out, because then you looked at it and said, well, if the Bills can do anything defensively, then this should be the game that they shut somebody down. And that's what happened. They had nine sacks in the game. They'd only had four going in through the first six games. And it was not competitive at all. And the Redskins, I don't think it's going to get a lot better for them the rest of the year.
What you saw from the Eagles last night, Troy, in the way they dominated the Cowboys, is that, are we to read into that okay, this is a team that had such high expectations, they were impossible to meet early on, they needed a few weeks to get it going, and now they've got it together, or did they just face, you know, a Cowboys team that just couldn't stop them on the run and had one of those nights?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, I've kind of maintained through the first six games that the Cowboys were probably better than what people thought, you know, that they had lost to the Jets on the road. They'd taken New England right down to the wire and lost a tough game in a place that's hard to beat, Tom Brady. And, you know, they dominated a Rams team last week that wasn't very good, hadn't won a game, and which is what you would expect. And, you know, certainly you don't go into a game expecting to be dominated the way that they were in that game. I know Andy Reid's awfully good coming out of a bye. That team, as we know, is very talented if they don't beat themselves. And, you know, so on the one hand, I would kind of chalk it up to playing on the road Sunday night against a good opponent. Sometimes those type of games happen, and doesn't necessarily mean that you're as bad as what you looked. I mean, consider, for instance, yesterday and the way that the Saints got beat by the Rams. But then you kind of got to wonder a little bit. Okay, well, maybe this Cowboy team just—they certainly, in my opinion, have the players to be a really good team, but at 3-4, they're running out of games.
You know, I got to tell you, the big story coming into this weekend was this idea, Troy, that with the bye week and the limited practices and with all the problems the teams have trying to get back to basics because of that, they were 3-9. Teams were 3-9 going into coming out of the bye. And now 5-1, the result yesterday of teams coming out of the bye, the good teams you were starting to see with the byes. I mean, and they dominated. Does the bye change that dramatically? I mean, the numbers usually are a lot better than they've been this year. And again, we understand that some of the good teams haven't had the bye. But do you see a difficulty for teams in trying to learn tackling and learn blocking in a bye week as opposed to, and again, I know it's a unique year, but I guess, do you start drafting guys based on whether they can have fundamental tackling ability because you can't teach it in the league?
Well, it's an interesting point, and things have certainly changed. And, you know, through the first 7 weeks of the season, I've talked to a lot of coaches about some of those same issues to try to get their feelings on it. Some of them feel that, you know, the way that the rules are now, that it's going to be, you know, difficult to be a dominant defensive team, a good tackling team. Some of the fundamentals that you talked about, others don't think it's going to have much of an impact at all. You know, as far as the bye week goes, I think this has been the case for years, that probably a lot more has been made about a team having a bye week than what should probably be made of it, because, you know, some teams even in years past, they take the whole week off. They don't even practice. So it's not like they're preparing for the team that they're going to be playing coming out of the bye. But I do feel that given a week off to rest is beneficial for most guys. Now, you know, with young players, they recover pretty quickly. I mean, I recovered much easier at 24 than I did when I was 32. And so, you know, when you have young players, whether it's a bye week or not, generally guys come into the next game, they feel relatively well, although nobody's 100%, even if you were to take 3 weeks off at this point in the season. But there's no doubt that with the league and the CBA saying, okay, you've got at least 4 days off during that bye week, some coaches, I had Jimmy Johnson to where we would come in every day and put on the pads and work on some pretty physical play. And so you're not going to have as much of that. And I do think that tackling overall, not just this year, but I think in the last 10 years or so, tackling has become very poor. You know, you don't see guys wrap up. You see a lot of guys coming in with their helmet, with their shoulder, but they don't ever use their arms to wrap up. And whenever I've seen a form tackle is the way it was taught to me when I first began playing and put on a helmet. Now that's a penalty, you know, when you tackle somebody and take them to the ground. So it's a challenge for all these defensive players and all these coaches in a lot of ways.
You know, Troy, yesterday you saw one of the league's surprises at the halfway point, I think, in the Bills. I think you look at the Lions, they have 6 wins. They're a big surprise. And the 49ers, the other team I think people have kind of opened some eyes. When we look at this playoff picture at the end of the year, you think all three teams are part of it? Do you think that one of them, which of those are the most viable playoff contender in your mind?
Give me the teams you just mentioned again.
Bills, Detroit. Lions, okay. 49ers.
Yeah, I think the Lions and 49ers, I believe they're going to be in the playoffs. And, you know, they've gotten off to a good start. It was a nice win yesterday by the Lions. You know, people were starting to question what they were. And, you know, 49ers are so good on defense. And, you know, I've talked to some people. We've got the 49ers for the first time in several years. We have them coming up in a couple weeks against the Giants. I'm looking forward to sitting down with Jim Harbaugh and really studying that team. And I've talked to a number of people who have faced the 49ers. They think they've got the best defense in football. So that's quite a statement by a number of respected people within the league. And as for the Bills, I don't think the Bills are good enough defensively. Even as dominant as they were yesterday, I think that was more of an anomaly because of who they were playing. I don't know that can hold up. I think that within the division, with the Jets and with the Patriots, I think that's going to be challenging. Even though they've already beaten New England, I think they'll be there, you know, in the hunt. But I think that defense has got to get dramatically better than what I've seen outside of yesterday's game against a depleted Redskins team for them to make it.
The Rams won their first game. They were wearing throwback jerseys from 1999, which makes you feel very old when you hear that. But they won a game against a New Orleans team that seemed like one of the elite teams. And how they did it, they beat up that offensive line. Carl Nix is screaming at the coach on the sideline. I mean, it was ugly for New Orleans. And I don't know what it says about the Rams. It might say more about New Orleans.
Yeah, you know, it's that one was a shocker, you know, especially, you know, when they lost Sean Payton or when he goes down with the broken leg. Then last week you thought, well, what kind of impact is that going to have on this team with him being up in the booth and not being able to interact and like he normally does? And yet they went out and dominated Indianapolis, which, you know, I don't know how much that says, but yet they're playing, you know, on the road against the Rams, who hadn't won a game, and you would kind of expect the same type of performance, and yet it didn't happen. So I still think that overall, I just have too much respect for the guys there in New Orleans and Drew Brees and, you know, those players that can rally. And so I would chalk that one up. You know, we talked about the Cowboys. Hey, well, you know, where do you put that loss? Still kind of yet to be determined. I would say that with the Saints, that's just one of those games where, you know, maybe they start feeling their oats a little bit after last week's dominant performance, started believing what everybody was saying about them, and then took them a little bit lightly going in against a winless Rams team, and then it showed. That's the one thing. I mean, oftentimes you say, hey, are you overlooking? I don't know that anyone really overlooks anybody in this league, but I do know that it's hard. It is really hard to get up to the same emotional level each week for 16 games. You know, you just don't do it. And when you're getting ready to face, you know, Jimmy Johnson came into our team meeting one time. We were getting ready to play the Indianapolis Colts, and they weren't very good. It would have been like playing the Saints. At that time, they weren't very good. And Jimmy, he got up there and said, hey, you know what, sometimes I've just got to tell you that we're the better team. There's nothing I can say here that's going to convince you to get out there and play any harder. We just got to go win a football game. And, you know, sometimes that's the approach that has to be taken. And to think that you're going to get up for that game like you would the Green Bay Packers or the Chicago Bears or, you know, any of the other teams is a little misleading.
Wingstop serves Chicagoland with 17 locations. Visit wingstop.com. Wingstop, the wing experts.
Troy, what's the key for the Bears in the second half to make themselves in the playoff picture?
Well, you know, they've been going through a lot of things on the defensive side of the ball, I know, with the safeties and some of the changes that they've been making there. I just think that they've got to continue to strive for consistency on the offensive side of the ball, and that you know, no team in this league is so dominant that they can go out and not do the fundamentals, as you talked about, and not beat themselves. And so that's going to be the key, in my opinion, for them. They've got to be able to maintain some balance. I think we've seen that when they get a little too heavy throwing the football, they struggle. When they rely a little more on the running game and Matt Forte, they tend to play a little bit better. I think it helps their defense out, and their defense got to continue to be a good team and create some takeaways.
All right, Troy. The girl's still into Halloween. I don't know if
you've
got
plans. Oh yeah. Big day today and big night, and looking forward to it. It's fun. I know that it won't be long. They'll be saying they're not going anywhere.
It's scary for all of us.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Troy.